بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is كلام وفر الله الشيخ أول رومي وقت على الشيخ حكيم محمد أخطر السعيد دامر رحمة الله تعالى عليه حكيم الوقت. حضرت کا کلام ہے, اس کا ٹائٹل ہے انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے. Those breaths of ours sacrificed on Allah's obedience. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو, جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو, راہ فنا سے راہبر راہ خدا ہوئے. شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے, انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, دیکھا اسی کو فائدے منزل سلوک میں, دیکھا اسی کو فائدے منزل سلوک میں, جو منزل مجاز سے بالکل جدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. پالا پڑا ہے جن کو پلا تم کی موج سے, پالا پڑا ہے جن کو پلا تم کی موج سے, گمراہ کشتیوں کے وہی نا خدا ہوئے, گمراہ کشتیوں کے وہی نا خدا ہوئے. تقریر میں اگر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل, تقریر میں اگر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل, صدہ صدا کے ساتھ بھی وہ بے صدا ہوئے, صدہ صدا کے ساتھ بھی وہ بے صدا ہوئے. راہ وفا میں آہ جو پانی نہ ہو سکے, راہ وفا میں آہ جو پانی نہ ہو سکے, کہلا کے با خدا بھی وہ نہ با خدا ہوئے, کہلا کے با خدا بھی وہ نہ با خدا ہوئے. آخری شعر ہے, اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی, اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی, اہل خرد کو دیکھا کے ان پر فدا ہوئے, اہل خرد کو دیکھا کہ ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے, جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو, جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو, راہ فنا سے راہبر راہ خدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے، گمراہ کشتیوں کے وہی ناخدا ہوئے، ان پاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، اما بعد، this beautiful بیان of our honorable الاستاذ شیخ عارف باللہ رومی وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد افتر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، حضرت is teaching us how to pass through this journey of tasawuf and getting connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person actually have to reach such a stage in his life that Hazrat says anfas zindagi ke jo un par fida hoon, that every breath of yours have to be sacrificed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat explained also beautifully, that many other khankas also, they call it pas anfas, that every breath Allah comes out as you breathing, Allah, Allah comes out from your breathing. But Hazrat says more important than that is, you should be taking check of every breath of yours that I'm not living in the disobedience of Allah. Otherwise, we are fooling ourselves. We are peak Sufis. We have been passed and passed, but we're still passing evil glances. We still have evil thoughts in our heart. So Allah save us. So this is what Hazrat is teaching us, and this is what we learn from our Sheikh in this Khanka, that how we have to save ourselves from guna. Without saving ourselves from the disobedience of Allah, we'll be dreaming that we'll reach Allah. As Hazrat is teaching us in this beautiful poem here, that what is the prescription of gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how a true murid should go through this journey, which myself very far from this reality. Hazrat says, anfas zindagi ke jo un pe fida hua, shams o kamar bhi samne unke gada hue. Hazrat says, when a person makes this effort, and one is to make dua, and one is to make the muraqabah, that Ya Allah, I'm the worst Muslim. To Rahman presently is the worst Muslim on the face of the earth. And as far as my end, worse than all the kuffar and the animals. And then a person has to be begging Allah, Ya Allah, every breath of mine, save me from your disobedience. Hazrat says, then you see the sun and the moon will become humble mendicants in front of you. In other words, the whole world, Allah will put your honor in their heart. And you'll realize that I'm not worth any honor. But people, the whole world will respect you. Even animals will show respect to you. So Hazrat says, this is when you become the friend of Allah, and yet you'll be worried, is Allah happy with me or not? And to get through this journey, jisne utaya sheikh ke naaz e tariq ko, raaye pina se rehbare ra khuda hue, that in the spot of this love of Allah, the sheikh who has got to treat us, and then Hazrat, the mashayikh, have got different temperaments. Sometimes they'll tell you, do it this way. The next time you think that Hazrat said, do it this way, and then he'll tell you, why did you do it this way? At that time, don't say, I saw Hazrat doing it. Just accept, Hazrat, make me maaf. I did it wrong. I'm a stupid fool, like that. And Hazrat says, that is what is a true murid. That your sheikh tell you, jump into the water and don't come out wet. You don't say something wrong. You jump in the water. When you come out wet, you say, why are you wet? Say, I made a mistake. And this is how a student, a son also should be in the company of his father. Then Hazrat says, when you get this, when you go through this journey of annihilating yourself, that I'm useless, I'm absolutely nothing, only my Shaykh can guide me, and it is only the fazl of Allah, then Hazrat says, Allah Ta'ala will make you a guide in the spot of the love of Allah. Allah will make you a guide to guide others. And yet you realize it's not me that is guiding others. Their eagerness that they are coming to the masjid, to their bharkat, Allah Ta'ala will pull us into Jannah. Dekha usi kufai se manzil suluk me. So manzil majaz se bilkul juda hue. And Hazrat says, we have seen and Hazrat's experience of going through this journey of the love of Allah, but how many different mashayikh and his whole lifelong effort. Hazrat says, I have seen only those people have been successful in the different stages of suluk and reach Allah Ta'ala, when those people have become totally separated from the station of illicit love affairs and imaginary things of this world, infatuation, etc. One is, we think we are sheikh, but we're still looking at murid, rich or something, or we still got other ulterior motives in our mind, in our heart. Allah save me, all of us. Until a person doesn't get separated totally, especially illicit love affairs, passing evil glances. Today it's not just on the road, you know, on a mobile phone, on a billboard. We have to be so careful, and we have to make that niyyah. I promise of Allah, I won't pass glances, not just evil glances, any glances which is unnecessary, I won't pass. Then Allah Ta'ala, we're putting our kind first gate, then Allah will protect us. So Hazrat says, Fala parahe, jo jinko talakum ke mor se, gumra kastiyo ka waih na khuda hue. The dead person who came regularly to the masjid of his sheikh, and now he was trained how to go through the storms of this life. One is the storms that in your nafs and your desires and shaitan that is pulling you away, taking you towards haram. First you'll get trained how to bring that under control. Then when that stage is passed, then shaitan won't leave you. Now he'll bring pride and he'll bring now arrogance and show. Then the how mashayikh will make us realize that be all the time conscious that for who am I doing? For who am I loving? Every breath am I speaking? Whether there's one person in a masjid or there's 100,000, it makes no difference. It is must only be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, that person who has gone through the special training of all the storms of this world, then he is that person that Allah uses, gumra kasti oke wahi na khudaunga. That we see that the time will come when the ocean will be full of huge ships, but there are ships that are going astray. Storms are taking them on the wrong way. Only he is able to be the pilot of this stuff. Like we see our sheikh today, all the fitnas of the world, ulama involved in fitnas, how they guide us and they make us realize. And if we accept it and we take the training, then only we'll be safe. Otherwise, we'll all be just drowning in the ocean of going astray and we think I'm on the right path. Allah save me. That is what is called jahle murakkab, that you've gone astray and you still think, no, I'm okay. Allah save me, all of us. And that is why we should come with this intention that Allah make our Islam, connect us truly to the heart of our Shaykh, our Mashayikh, and bring, let us kayfiyat ihsan, Allah's presence be with us all the time. Then Hazrat says, you'll find your reality and you'll think, taqreer mein agar nahi shamil hai dard e dil, sada sada ke saath bhi wo be sada hue. And Hazrat says, if you didn't do your training, and you didn't get the love of Allah Ta'ala in your heart, you can give beautiful bayan. Everybody can say, very eloquent, outstanding spokesman, and he's giving jaw breakers, everything. But that bayan just flew over the heads of everybody. It didn't even go into his heart, where it's going to go into the heart of others. Bayans will only go into our heart when it comes out from the heart. And that is what even Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, out of his humbleness and teaching us, he says, before I got connected to Hazi in Dajla Mahazi Makki Rahmatullah Ali, I used to give such forceful bayans in Kanpur, that I used to feel arms shaking, the minbar is shaking, but nobody's heart used to shake. And then when I got connected to my Hazrat, I started making my zikr, then I used to give simple bayans, but I used to see the people's hearts are cracking. People are crying and they are worried, is my Islam being made? So Allah grant us this reality. Right? And that is why very important, don't get overtaken just this bayan. This Moana's bayan is very good. Let us see that bayan as a connecting our heart. And that is why be connected to one chair. And his bayan will affect your heart. Then you'll able to see whether you're on the right road or not. Rai wafa mein aah, jo fani na ho sake. Kehla ke ba khuda bhi, na wo ba khuda. That in this part of this love of Allah, it's a part of annihilation. That I have to realize I'm absolutely nothing, not one speck in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is not in need of me. Allah's kindness. So the fana that I'm not existing. It is only Allah's kindness that Allah Ta'ala is keeping me alive. Allah says, if you haven't annihilated yourself and you don't try, and it will take a lifelong effort, it's very, but we have to keep on saying and making the muraqabah that, Ya Allah, make me, I'm absolutely nothing. And Ya Allah, you guide me, and through the du'as of our Shaykh and Mashayikh and coming to the majlis and taking the medicine, Allah says, only that person who keeps on annihilating himself, that person will become Bahuda. That person will be connected to Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, we'll be dreaming, I'm a very big Allah Wala. But we're far from reality. We're far from connecting with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, where you will get this reality? Ehle junu ke sohbate akhtar jinhe mile, Hazrat is talking of his lifelong experience. Then Hazrat says, "Oh, Akhtar, I have seen only those people who stayed in the sohbat, the proper hot company of the mad lovers of Allah, Ahle Junu. Those people will say they are mad. They are living in the camel age. And they are too orthodox. They are too hard. Those people's company you take because they worry, is Allah happy with us? When you stay and go through the mal in that company, then Hazrat says, I have seen only those people. They have become so made by Allah that Ahle Khirat ko dekha ke un par fida hue. That the so-called intellectuals of the world, whether it's from the dunya point of view, you can't even call them intellectuals. But even professors and even where there is great ulama, you see them coming to sit at the feet of such mashayikh. And that is why, like Allahu Akbar, people were surprised why great ulama of Dioban went to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah. And till today we say at our Shaykh, ulama, great ulama will come, like humble mendicants, because they know here we will get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us a reality.